2015 has been a landmark year for the local conservation nonprofit. While they hired a new executive director, Dave Kaler, he's the first to tout their other accomplishments instead.
Before I arrived, we added a little more than 20 acres to the Sonoma Valley Regional Park there. Then in October, breached the levee down at Sears Point that was a culmination of 12 years of work to restore 1,000 acres of tidal marshland there. And coming up before the end of this year, we're all set to close escrow on Estero Ranch, which is right at the mouth of Estero Americanos.
That working cattle ranch occupies some 547 acres and runs about a half mile along the Estero's northern edge out to the Pacific shoreline. So public access, at least at first, will come from the coastal side.
There will be public access to it from the coast side, part of the extension of the Bay Trail there. It will be managed as a cattle ranch. There will continue to be grazing there in a way that fosters good stewardship of the land and native plant. One of the really great aspects of this is being able to work on improving the water quality of the Estero itself.
But the breaching of the decades-old levee at Sears Point was a historic occasion. One that Kaler notes immediately changed 1,000 acres of low-lying grasslands back to a habitat-rich wetland.
Once that breach happened, it was less than a week when that whole area was inundated and is now taking the ebb and flow of the tide. The migratory birds used that area, of course, right away. One of the construction goals that was met during that project was to build these habitat knolls within the flooded zone. So you have some undulation of the bottom of that tidal land with some exposed knolls where shorebirds can light, and also you get the varying habitat types.
One other aspect of the project was the creation of an upland trail that will allow hikers and other visitors to observe and admire the dramatically changed landscape.
It will be great for both Sonoma County residents as well as visitors to soak in the Baylands and really take stock of what our generation's being able to provide back to the Bay, because for decades, I just don't think there was the awareness of how important those tidal marshlands are to the health of the Bay.
But for Sonoma Land Trust as an organization, Kaler notes that the new year also holds some important activities.
2016 is our 40th anniversary year, and it also is a year that we're updating our strategic plan, which is something I really like to do. There's a lot of great things Sonoma Land Trust has yet that it wants to accomplish.
They'll begin with that anniversary celebration in the spring. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.